not. Please stand as you are able and join in the confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. Let us join together in our gathering song, God of Grace and God of Glory, number 705. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Sovereign God, raise your throne in our hearts. Created by you, let us live in your image. Created for you, let us act for your glory. Redeemed by you, let us give you what is yours. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
The first reading is from Isaiah 45, verses 1 through 7. Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have grasped, to subdue nations before him and strip kings of their robes, to open doors before him, and the gates shall not be closed. I will go before you and level the mountains. I will break in pieces the doors of bronze and cut through the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and riches hidden in secret places, so that you may know that it is I, the Lord, the God of Israel, who call you by your name. For the sake of my servant Jacob and Israel, my chosen, I call you by your name. I surname you, though you do not know me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Besides me, there is no God. I am you, though you do not know me, so that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is no one besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I form light and create darkness. I make weal and create woe. I, the Lord, do all these things. Word of life, word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read responsibly. This is Psalm 96, 1 through 9, and then it says also 10 through 13. Sing to the Lord a new song, and sing to the Lord all the earth.
Sing to the Lord, bless the name of the Lord. Proclaim God's salvation from day to day.
Declare God's glory among the nations, and God's wonders among all peoples.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. More to be feared than all gods.
As for all the gods of the nations, they are but idols. But you, O Lord, have made the heavens.
Majesty and magnificence are in your presence. Power and splendor are in your sanctuary.
Ascribe to the Lord, you families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord honor and power.
Ascribe to the Lord the honor due the holy name. Bring offerings to enter the courts of the Lord.
Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before the Lord, all the earth.
Tell God among the nations, the Lord is King, the one who made the world so firm that it cannot be moved, will judge the peoples with equity.
Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea thunder and all that is in it. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein.
Then shall all the trees of the wood shout for joy at your coming, O Lord, when you come to judge the earth.
You will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with your truth. All right, the second reading is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace. We always give thanks to God for all of you and mention you in our prayers, constantly remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers and sisters, beloved by God, that he has chosen you because our message of the gospel came to you, not in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction. Just as you know what kind of persons we proved to be among you for your sake. And you became imitators of us and of the Lord, for in spite of persecution, you received the word with joy, inspired by the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and in Achaia. For the word of the Lord has sounded forth from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but in every place your faith in God has become known, so that we have no need to speak about it. For the people of those regions report about us what kind of welcome we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols, to serve a living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the wrath that is coming. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Then the Pharisees went and plotted to entrap Jesus in what he said. So they sent their disciples to him, along with Herodians, saying, Teacher, we know that you are sincere and teach the way of God in accordance with truth and show deference to no one, for you do not regard people with partiality. Tell us then what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not? But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, Why are you putting me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin used to pay the tax. And they brought him a denarius. Then he said to them, Whose head is on this, and whose title? They answered, The emperor's. Then he said to them, Give, therefore, to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's. When they heard this, they were amazed, and they left him and went away. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You've seen people do this, right? Testing, testing. Can anyone hear me? Is this thing on? Exactly. I can imagine Jesus, if he'd used one of these devices, saying that to some of the people he encountered all the time. Are you listening to me? Can you even hear me? Why do I have to repeat myself over and over again to you? You are such hard-headed people. Can you imagine him saying that? How over and over he tells them things and they don't seem to get it. And I wonder if these people who are around him physically, they see him, they're face to face with him, they see his miracles, they're there at his feeding, they watch him heal individuals, and they ask over and over again, by whose authority do you do this? It's like, can you hear me, people? Last night, I decided to reread Matthew's Gospel, the whole thing, from beginning to last. I recommend that you try that sometime. Just read through Matthew's Gospel. That's a Gospel that we're in this year. Just read through it and get a picture of the entire story. And when I did that, I noticed, of course, that there are several things that show up over and over again. The question of authority is one of them. Jesus is repeatedly asked, by whose authority are you doing this? But the thing that I wanted to focus on today is the number of times that Jesus is tested or tempted in Matthew's gospel. And by whom? So chapter 4, verses 1 through 11, it's Satan testing him out in the wilderness. You remember that story, don't you? How he's asked to turn stones into bread, how he's asked to throw himself off the highest point of the temple, things like that. For he's tempted by power. And he tells Satan, no. Why are you testing the Lord your God? Then we jump to chapter 12, verses 9 through 13. This time it's the Pharisees asking whether it's lawful to heal on the Sabbath. Chapter 16, verses 1 through 4, it's the Pharisees joined by the Sadducees demanding a sign, and Jesus refuses to perform for them. In chapter 19, verses 1 through 13, it's the Pharisees asking questions about divorce. Our reading for today, it's the Pharisees and the Herodians, groups that don't get along, joining together against a common foe, asking about Caesar's tax. Chapter 22, verses 23 through 33, it's the Sadducees asking about marriage and the resurrection. Chapter 22, verses 34 through 40, it's the Pharisees again asking about the greatest commandment. Chapter 26, verses 36 through 46, it's Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane three times asking whether he needs to do what he knows he needs to do. He's wrestling with himself there. Chapter 26, verses 57 through 68, it's Caiaphas, the high priest, the chief priest in the Sanhedrin, after Jesus' arrest, trying to get him to say something that will show his guilt. And he doesn't do it. This is an iffy one. Chapter 27, verses 11 through 14, Jesus before Pilate. Again, where Pilate is trying to elicit information from him. And finally, chapter 27, verses 32 through 54, the crucifixion, where the crowds call upon him to save himself, where the thieves hanging beside him mock and jeer him, saying, you saved others, why don't you save yourself? So over and over and over again, Jesus is tested, Jesus is tempted, and every time he passes the test. So today, our lesson is that failed attempt by the Pharisees and the Herodians to trap Jesus on what appears to be a political issue, whether it is lawful to pay taxes to Caesar. Now, the Pharisees oppose the Roman occupation, so they bring along the Herodians, people obligated to Rome, to keep Herod in power as a puppet ruler. So it looks like no matter what Jesus says, he's going to be wrong. So they begin with false flattery. Teacher, we know that you are sincere and teach the way of God in accordance with truth. But their own insincerity is obvious as they set the trap. Tell us then what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not? Now, Jesus sees through their flattery to the malice behind it, and he brands them hypocrites. He asks them to show them the coin used to pay the tax. Now, apparently, he carries no coins. The last time I remember in Scripture Jesus needing money, he sent Peter out fishing and told him that he would find the coins in the fish's mouth that would pay the tax. So Jesus doesn't seem to carry money with him. So he's asking someone else, show me the coin used to pay the tax. And the coin shown to him is a Roman coin, a denarius, a day's wages for the common worker. It bears the blasphemous image of Tiberius Caesar and the inscription that proclaims Caesar as divine. So there in the temple, which is where this story is occurring, someone possesses this idolatrous image. Now, as I said, the Pharisees are thinking ahead. Now, if Jesus says it's lawful to pay taxes to the emperor, he's going to alienate the people who hate the Roman occupation. If he says it's unlawful to pay those taxes, then the people will be pleased, but then Jesus is liable to arrest by the Romans for sedition. So here they are with this coin, this denarius, asking that question, is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not? And Jesus asks, whose image is on the coin? When they respond that the image is that of Caesar, he tells them to render unto Caesar what is Caesar's and render unto God what is God's. But here's the question. What belongs to God? To whom do we belong? Now, sometimes it feels as though we belong to Caesar. So many things of this world call for our attention. We endure taxation. We have legal restrictions on our activities. Sometimes our jobs, our occupations seem to possess us. Sometimes we seem to belong to our material possessions rather than the other way around. To whom do we really belong? Whose inscription is upon us? Whose image do we bear? We are told in Genesis, the very first book of the Bible, that we are made in the image and likeness of God. If this is true, and we believe it is, then everything we are and everything we have belongs to God. And what does that mean? If we belong to God, what does that mean? We say that God claimed us in the waters of baptism. What that means is that God will never abandon or forsake us. We are God's forever, indelibly stamped with God's image. It also means that we belong to each other, to the body of Christ. We were baptized into a fellowship of believers. And it means that we give to God what is God's, meaning that we give ourselves. We give ourselves to God, we give ourselves to the world. We don't live for ourselves, but we live for God and for neighbor. But how often are we tested and tempted? How often does the world tell us that we are not valued? How often does the world seek to entrap us? When it does, we can proudly proclaim that the world is wrong, that we are valued and loved beyond our imagining, because we carry the image of God. We belong to God, and nothing will take us away from the love of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us join together in our hymn of the day, We Give Thee But Thine Own, number 686.
Yes.
and together let us confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended to heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Trusting in the transformative power of God's loving Spirit, let us pray for the Church, the world, and all in need.
Faithful God, your Spirit animates the Church throughout the world and binds believers near and far into the body of Christ. Equip us for the work of faith and enlarge our hearts for the labor of love. God of grace,
hear our prayer. Creating God, the sea roars, the earth rejoices, and the heavens are glad at the wonder of all you have made. Bless the work of ecologists and conservationists and all those who safeguard the riches of creation. God of grace,
hear our prayer. Sovereign God, your rule and authority is over the cosmos. As you once worked through the ruler Cyrus for the good of your people, accomplish your purposes through the work of elected leaders and public servants. Guide them with your wisdom and compassion. God of grace,
hear our prayer. Caring God, your arms enfold all who are lonely, oppressed, despairing, sick, and suffering. Pour out your abundant mercy on all whom this world has neglected, abandoned, and forgotten, that they may know your joy. We pray especially for those who are on our prayer chain and those that we name aloud or in the quietness of our hearts. God of grace,
hear our prayer. Almighty God, all our life belongs to you. When earthly idols threaten to lead your church astray, remind us that you alone are the source of our eternal hope. Direct the work of church treasurers, councils, and all who manage financial matters. God of grace,
hear our prayer. Everlasting God, the saints of every age have sung your praise and shared your word. We give you thanks for their witness and pray that we may join them as citizens of your unending kingdom. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Gracious God, into your hands we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your unending love and amazing grace through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share with one another a sign of that peace. And we thank you for supporting the ministries of St. Luke's Lutheran Church with your tithes and your offerings.
Let us pray. God of all creation,
all you have made is good,
and your love endures forever. You bring forth bread from the earth and fruit from the vine. Nourish us with these gifts, that we might be for the world signs of your gracious presence. In Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join your unending hymn.
Yeah.
let us pray. God of abundance, with this bread of life and cup of salvation, you have united us to Christ, making us one of all your people. Now send us forth in the power of your Spirit, that we may proclaim your redeeming love to the world, and continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. As you go forth into the world to proclaim the love of God, receive this blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Our sending song is number 731, Earth and All Stars.
Thanks be to God.